It's April 11th, 2024, and on today's episode of Comic Talk, we'll be talking about all the comics that came out this week, like Resurrection and Magneto 4 and Weapon X-Men 2 from Marvel Comics, Action Comics 1064 and Speed Force 6 from DC Comics, Transformers 7 from Image Comics, and a whole bunch more. I'm your host, Demetra Pereira, with today's guest, Aaron Rhodes, a.k.a. King Krakoa. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, because here's your weekly comic book recap. And we are live with another episode of Comic Talk. It's that show brought to you by The Keeg, where we talk about this week's new comic book releases. New DC comics come out on Wednesdays, new DC comics come out on Tuesdays, new Marvel and indie comics come out on Wednesdays. And we're here on a Thursday, April 11th, 2024, to talk about everything that came out this week. I'm your host, Demetra Pereira. And if you are watching us live, you are watching us on twitch.tv/TheKeegShow or youtube.com/TheKeegShow. Or maybe you're listening to the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from. Wherever you guys are listening to us or watching us or whatever, like, comment, follow, subscribe, do your thing, write a review, let us know you're out there, and follow us on TikTok and Instagram at The Keeg Show. Pretty much social media everywhere at The Keeg Show or /TheKeegShow. I'm Demetra Pereira. I'm the host of Comic Talk, but we also got special guest Aaron Rhodes, a.k.a. King Krakoa. Aaron, how's it going, man?
You know, it's going good, man. You know, just another day in the life, you know?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good was this week in terms of, like, comics and, like, readability?
You know, I'm going to give it a good, just looking at my stats.
And this is all opinion-based, right? Because it depends on, like, what you read, right?
Right, just off the top of my head. I'm going to give it a good 7, you know?
Yeah, I would say it's a good solid 7. There's certain weeks where I'm like, there isn't much to read, and I'm like, much of the stuff that really resonate with me. And I read anything,
exactly.
But like, my 10 out of 10 series, like my must read series, those are a little bit different. Those I like itch for, exactly. You know?
Right. I need to read those. Like, I can't go through, like, if I'm going to start the dial of the week, I'm going to read. This is the first thing I'm going to read, for sure.
Right. Here's a question, though. What is your number one must-read comic right now? We used to ask this question a couple years ago when we first started this show, and then I realized we got talking about too many things that weren't for this, like, that came out this, you know, on that given week. But, like, what's your one... like your pick of the month? Like, I always ask pick of the week, but like, what's your pick of the month?
That's a toughie right there. You know, I'm gonna say, let me look at the back of this book real quick. I'm gonna say the right now, just Rise of the Powers of X. Yeah. Falls of Powers of X. Yeah.
I mean, just because, like, X-Men is you know, it's ramping up and powering down, right? Like, it's doing both the same things, but, like, because, I mean, it's finishing an
like
era.
Mortal X-Men, right? Like, because he's been, like, Mortal X-Men and stuff. Yeah, and now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of it.
Merlin the Hermit is in our Twitch chat. I think that's Modern Merlin. Changed the name again. Modern Merlin, always change the name. Merlin the Hermit says can't stay long, but hey, what's up to Merlin out there? So yeah, I mean, I guess my pick of the week, or the pick, my all-time pick might be Batman Superman World's Finest. Okay. Like, that's okay. like I will always, like, the week it's out, I will always read it. I will, you know, but X-Men titles, like, X-Men titles are, like, always my favorite to read.
Be up top, right? And I hate, and I try not to be biased, but sometimes they actually hit. Like, I just can't help it.
It's kind of like, for me, I don't know if I told you, but, like, for me, my comic book tastes are, like, X-Men number one, but then most of DC, and then most of Marvel, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, most of Marvel is, like, not as good to me as most of DC. But the only thing that, like, really makes Marvel to me is X-Men. And I read everything, of course, but like personal taste aside, like, X-Men and then like Nightwing. The Nightwing series is really good. I love that. I love Titans, anything Teen Titans related, so like it tends to be X-Men and like most DC is like my thing. You know?
Yeah, I can
But
see
Batman
that.
Superman World's Finest. Oof, it's so good.
Like,
Are
I just started
you
getting
reading
into
it?
the Titans. I know, I just started getting into the recent Titans, but I've
Yeah.
also started the Titan Teen Titans. World's Finest has been really good. I've been actually
That's a mini
surprised that I
series. It
like it.
ends at like issue six or something.
I know, but I wanted it to be more, and I was kind of I was surprised how much I liked it.
Yeah. Well, I think it really like is pushing Bumblebee towards like the
Yes,
spotlight, which
that's
is
why.
nice because Bumblebee is often forgotten about.
Very much so.
And so like Bumblebee is cool. I mean, Bumblebee is just as cool as like any other
Wasp.
shrinking,
Right?
Ant-Man,
Like, when
like
you think of her, you think of, like, Wasp and Ant-Man. She's basically Wasp and Ant-Man put together. She has the genius of him, but the powers of Wasp.
And like at least she's younger and that's like very marketable, so like if you like that sort of thing and the way she interacts with the Teen Titans, so out of I prepped all the images for this week, and for those of you who are watching us on our live stream, you can see the images. It's just a little perk that comes with watching our live stream. But if you're, listening to the podcast, don't worry. We'll be describing everything. What books did you read this week?
So this week I read X-Men 97 number 2. I read Resurrection of Magneto number 4. Weapon X-Men number 2. Let's see here. Invincible Iron Man 17. Miss Marvel Mutant Menace number 2. Ultimate X-Men number 2. There's a lot of twos going on here. What else did I read here? I just got on Batman and Robin at number 8 and Under the Wire. What else? I know what it
You read
is.
Action Comics?
Yes, Action Comics 1064. And the last one I read, half of Wolverine number 47.
Okay. Did you read Red Hood the Hill 3?
Oh yeah, I did read that. Yeah, I did.
And then you read
I should be
Sinister
aware that
Sons
that.
3, or you didn't?
I skimmed through Sins of Sinister. And yeah,
Not
that
Sins of
also spoke
Sinister.
out
That's a
too.
different
Oh
Sins of
my
Sinister is
God.
different.
Force the habit. Jesus Christ, let you know, guys. Mutants number one in this household.
It's yeah.
But since Sinister Sons, I skimmed through it, and that lets you know I never skimmed through a book, and that should let you know where that's at.
I mean, I get that. I skim through some books sometimes. I'm just like also sometimes I skim through it just to like get a sense of it to talk about it. But I make it known to anyone out there that like my thoughts are of me having skimmed the book as opposed to like read it completely, because there is a book that I read this week that I did not understand, and I feel like other people out there didn't understand it either. I don't know whether it's just bad writing or whatnot. I
Oh, which
don't
one?
know. And by the way, I don't know if I told you, but like I met some like writers recently, and I found out that like, sometimes editorial, because editorial, like DC or Marvel, they own the comics that the writers are writing for, right? Like writers don't, their writers are work for hire. So you have to write it and include things that maybe you don't even want to include. You got to put that in your story. So I found out recently about specific writers, and maybe if I interview them on an interview, I'll be able to say who these people were. But there was like a really good writer that wrote a really bad run that like was, and but it's not bad. It was very disjointed run, and I won't say what the run is unless I score this interview. But anyway, the point being is that like one of these comic publishers like came in and they were like, "No, you have to do this." And they're like, "I'm on the last issue. What do you mean I have to do this? And they're like, well, you got to put it in. It's the last issue. You gotta put it
Wow.
somewhere. And they're like, what? And so I, if I say like, I just don't like it,
Right.
it doesn't mean a writer is bad. It also doesn't mean a writer is
Yeah.
good. Well, actually, it does mean a writer is good if I say I like it, right? But like, it's not necessarily bad if I don't like it. It just depends.
Right.
Let's see. What did I read? I read Action Comics 1064, Ultimate X-Men 2, Wolverine 47, Batman and Robin 8, Invincible Iron Man 17, Resurrection of Magneto 4, X-Men 97 number 2, Miss Marvel Mutant Menace number 2, Weapon X-Men 2, Edge of Spider-Verse 3, I skimmed through. Amazing Spider-Man 47, I read. Transformers 7, Fantastic Four 19, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers The Return 3, by Boom Studios, and then Hercules number 1 by Dynamite. And that's the Disney, because Disney has been
I
doing,
almost bought that.
Disney has been doing Disney comics through Dynamite, not Marvel.
Yeah.
Like,
Weird, right?
very specifically, like their cartoon movie adaptation stuff they've been doing through Dynamite. And so I read
Right.
Hercules 1 because I love Greek mythology, even the
I do.
Disney-fied Greek
Me
mythology,
too.
because
Me
it's
too.
off, right? Like
You're right.
the
It's
way
a trip
Disney and
some of it
Hercules
all.
did it, but like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And so we'll go over all that. So those were our lists, yours and mine. That obviously there was a lot of crossover. Like we crossed over
Yeah.
like 10 books. There was like a
Yeah.
10 book overlap with what we read. What is your pick of the week?
My pick of the week this week is going to be, ooh, and you know what? It's not like I didn't plan on like thinking of it before I got here and then I looked at the books. It's going to be Weapon X-Men number two for sure. I
It
think,
was
yeah.
surprisingly good.
Yeah, right? Right? Like it was very interesting.
I hate Earth X's Wolverine. Like before this,
Yeah.
I didn't feel like sorry for him like I did in this book. But like in the original Earth X, like have you read Earth X?
I didn't. Now I
It's,
want to now.
I mean, I'm gonna go back and revisit it, but it has a lot of what I hate about Marvel is when they retcon the Celestials into like the
The
Earth.
creation of everything.
Yeah, the creation of everything. Like,
Yeah.
it's so weird to me. It's like the Celestials evolved us. It's so 2001, A Space Odyssey. I don't know if you've
Yeah.
know what I'm talking
Yeah,
about.
I know exactly what
Yeah.
you're talking
And so this is what nerds do when we get a podcast. It's like
about,
we
yeah. Right,
of course, you know what I'm talking about, 2001. But it's like, why does the Marvel Earth have to like start off even from like the Earth's inception being different than ours? Like, why can't they just, you know what I mean? Like, it just makes their world
right.
so much different than ours. So I don't like Earth X because of that. It does a lot of that. Like, the Celestial came, put the Celestial seed inside the Earth, and then things are happening. I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of a weird story. I'm not into it. Alex Ross's art is good, but that's it.
Always. That's
Anyway.
the one with the Earth X. Okay, as soon as you said Alex Ross, I instantly saw the picture of the Earth
Yeah,
X.
that's the one with like there's Deadpool who is like a circus perf no, it's Ghost Rider. Is it who is what's his name? I think it's Ghost Rider, but like people's theory is that it's Deadpool as Ghost Rider. Anyway, it's this whole thing. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain with Earth X. Anyway, in this one, you have the Earth X, you have the Earth X Wolverine, who and you get this little backstory that you don't get in Earth X, which is essentially how come he lost all his hair and gained weight and like whatever, you
Yeah.
know?
Right. And the story of like him and Jean and how like her losing her power and like him doing all this essentially for her and Like just seeing like their relationship like kind of play out and fizzle out, I was like, that it was a it's a real moment. And I kind of liked it. I was surprised. But what I like most is Jane out of this whole thing, the female Wolverine. For those who
Oh,
don't
Jane,
know,
yeah.
yeah, and she's like, out of all these men fall in love with this one woman. She's I've avoided getting married my whole life, and in every other world, I fall for this one woman, and I'm like, yeah, this is yeah, it is kind of pathetic, babe.
I'm not a fan, and I realize this, and we're not gonna get off topic and talk about X-Men 97, episode
Right.
five. We're gonna have an episode on
We're holding.
Sunday about it, but I don't like Wolverine being a creep towards Jean Grey, and I don't
Yeah.
like the idea of Jean Grey cheating on Cyclops with Wolverine. Like, I just don't like that dynamic. I like the idea that in another universe, they're together. Like, in the Age of Apocalypse universe, they're together. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And I do like I'm on the fence about it in certain aspects just because Scott cheated too. That's I'm like, if he cheated, and
Yeah.
also because of their relationship that they had, like how intense their connection is. But I wouldn't want them to like go a full-blown like cheating moment. Like, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
give like a kiss and then do and go like that. And I was like, that's the way to go about it. That's all that I need.
I feel like we're letting these guys off the hook because we like these characters, but okay, that's fine.
You know, that's
That,
exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Because in real
yeah.
life, they're trash. But, you
Right.
know,
That's kind of the
because.
thing. Like when people talk about like Avatar: The Last Airbender and everything, I get it where people are like Zuko, like, like they
Yeah,
like
the
him
Suke
and I
Katara
get it,
thing.
but like in real life, Zuko would be an asshole and like
Oh, no, for sure.
why would I ever want to be friends with Zuko? But like,
And Sokka. Yeah, for sure.
yeah, I get it. I get it. So, with Weapon X-Men, the premise of this, just real quick, is that Wolverines from multiple universes in the multiverse team up because a Phoenix from one of the universes says that like Onslaught is jumping universe to universe and it's going to create some problems. This is the multiverse stuff that I like, which is like Exiles. So like
Yes,
I'm a big
I
fan of
was just about to say
Exiles.
that. I am too. Yeah.
But like I don't like multiversal Avengers for some reason. I don't like what if, like for some reason I just don't like I don't like multiversal Avengers.
I don't think I've read a multiversal story from, well, the
Have you read
one where
Avengers
the
Forever that came out like recently?
I didn't get to read that. I stopped reading the Jason Aaron run like halfway through, and I wanted to read it. The only reason I stopped is because Heroes Reborn came out, and then it confused me because I came back to the series, and the baby was a toddler, and I was like,
Yeah.
"What's happening? Why is this going on?"
The baby
And
kept hyper aging.
yeah, I saw that, and. Now I'm like, now I want to read more of it, finish it, but now I'm like, do I want to?
I don't know. Weapon X-Men, pretty good.
Hey, yeah,
Pretty good
I
stuff.
like it. I
Also,
always
it's
love a
pretty
moment where
hardcore
we
too,
get,
right?
yeah, I always love a moment where we get a Danielle Cage as Captain America moment, and
Yeah.
like her like running the Avengers. And I like this alternate Earth where we get Madeline Pryor and Scott Summers stay together after they like after Jean came back and like they had kids. The way they like explained it, that they had all of them, like it's not just like one or two, it's like three or four.
Yeah.
And like I like the we get to see like the house the home, and we get to see what's his name? Magic as a Sorcerer Supreme,
Yeah.
the kid, like what the what ifs. I like that moment. It was a nice little story,
Part
but that it did get very dark.
I also I like the idea again as like yes, a straight guy, but like also like from an aesthetic point of view, that like magic, even when she's Sorcerer Supreme, she still has the booty shorts,
For
she
sure.
still has the
Yeah.
midriff, and
Right.
like that's just like her thing. No matter what universe it is,
Yeah.
she's like, I'm gonna rock this bod. That's it.
Right, with the Sorcerer Supreme had a cape
Yeah.
on, and I'm like, okay, babe. Like, I was like, you could. I was like, so you can't just like get any like regular pants, and but the hot pants is her look, and she says she's gonna stick with it. And I can only even respect it.
It's kind of like when I was younger, and like one of my friends was like, if you were a Green Lantern, like what would your costume look like? And I'm like, it'd probably have like a full mask, so it wouldn't show my face, but I would also
Yeah.
have short sleeves so I could show off my arms. It's kind of like that. Like
I
it's kind of like
like
that.
it. I
Like
respect it.
magic's like,
Yep.
all right, that's what I'm gonna do. So I'm like, okay,
Right.
I'm not getting
Gonna let
caught with long
the
sleeves in my superhero outfit.
gas
I'm not doing
in.
that.
Never.
No.
Right.
So
They got to know why I'm a
yeah, you
superhero.
know,
You
but it was funny because I would wear a full face mask.
know what you mean?
It's like, what are you doing? I don't know. I don't
Why
know.
are we doing
Gotta
this?
conceal my identity, but still have
Right.
short sleeves, you know? So anyway, Weapon X-Men's cool. And also Weapon X-Men number two kind of has a happy ending for that gray-haired Wolverine in that universe. Like he has a
Yeah.
family. Like he's with Mariko
Right.
and he has a
We
family,
have
and it's just, and
three
he's gonna
kids.
be like, he's seeing his daughter get married, and like, good
Yeah.
for him.
Like it, right. He gets to, and he like the seeing the realization of I did like the little moment of when he asked the Earth X Wolverine, he's like, "Are you okay?" No. He's like, "No, I'm clearly not okay." And I'm like, this is I was like, you get to see like this moment of him seeing, "Oh, this could have been me." Like
Yeah,
and all of their reaction to him and Mariko, I was like, oh, this is nice.
I was so glad that Onslaught jumped to a new universe at the end because I was afraid he was gonna mess that good universe up. I
Me
was worried.
too. Dimitri, I was so scared. I was like, this is a nice universe here. I was like, I don't want them to like destroy this, especially after like he possessed, like I thought he took Madeline at first, and I was like, okay, this is scary. And kid, shout out to them giving Madeline and Cable an actual relationship in this, like the
Yeah.
like him calling Jean Aunt Jean instead of mom is a good moment, and I like that. I did appreciate that. I was very scared they were going to just like chop this one up to the game like the first one, and I was gonna
Yeah.
be very kind of butthurt about that.
Yeah. Also, I think what's cool about like recently with this Madeline and the Madeline in the 97 series and like in the comics, like they're trying to like work her towards some sort of like redemption arc. They're making her more than just like a hysterical woman kind of trope, which is nice.
Right,
And
it's
like it,
crazy.
everybody's, you know, relatively dealing with it logically. And I think it also
Yes.
it makes me think of Young Justice, the cartoon, when Roy, you saw that, right? You've seen it?
Yes, I love
When
it. Yes.
Roy comes
Yes,
back
one
and
of my
they're like,
favorite cartoons.
what do you mean comes back? Like, it's a clone. Like, it was always a
Yeah,
clone, like, you know?
it
And
was
so
never him.
they deal
Yeah.
with that and they're like, no, they're like brothers, you know? Like,
Right.
let's treat clones like brothers, like
And I love
siblings.
that they deal with it that way.
You know, they're not
Yes.
abominations, right?
And like
They
I do that exactly. And I love that they treat them like they don't treat them like, oh, she's just a secondary. They give Madeline her own autonomy. And like they're giving her, I feel like Madeline's getting she's getting the Emma Frost treatment, kind of sneakily coming out of the like out of the woodworks and becoming like a very notable character now. Because never would I thought she would have been it.
let's, I mean, let's hit something that's not X-Men
For
related.
sure.
We'll go back and forth,
Okay.
because I mean we can go down X-Men for like forever, right? Like,
You know, right,
because
that's gonna be
I
a lot
already
of
have like so many other things I want to talk about X-Men for, but no. Action Comics
it.
1064. It is the Superman comic.
Right.
It's the Super Family comic. It's the first issue of House of Brainiac, the tie-in event. Now this is mostly going to be a Superman sort of crossover event across different super titles, but also it is tying in like some like Green Lantern this week. I didn't read it, but supposedly it tied in with House of Brainiac. Now I have the hiccups. But anyway, this is the first issue in House of Brainiac. I liked this issue. I like Superman comics have been firing on all cylinders lately,
Yeah,
and
they haven't missed.
it's been really it's a really good time to be a Superman fan, and it's a really good time to jump on and become a Superman fan.
To be honest, bro, I never in my life would I have said, like, I made it a point to never be a Batman, a Batman, Superman, Captain America kind of fan. I don't want
Yeah.
to be a, but I'll be damned if these Action Comics aren't great. Like ever since I jumped on it, like, because of the future state of the head of the House of L comic, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna give the Action Comics a chance. From issue 1049, I was just like, okay, this is actually a good comic. Like, and it's not just about Superman, and they make him a actual person, and like a family man, and like just like it doesn't just center around him; it centers around the kids and like, like Superboy's coming back. Connor Kent is back, and like I love that.
Yeah. I'm a big fan, and like I can't pretend that like I like all the Super Family the same. Like I have my favorites and I have others that just aren't standing out to me.
Oh,
Sure.
who's your
But
favorite?
like that's family in general, right? Like you're gonna have like your favorite cousins and your not so favorite cousins, and that's okay, you know? But like this is
Who's your favorite one?
who's my favorite like super family?
Yeah, who's your favorite super?
I wasn't sure if you were asking me
And
who
your least favorite.
my favorite cousin, and I'm like, you don't know my cousins, and
Oh,
like,
Joe's the worst.
I don't know, like, I can't choose a favorite cousin. I can choose my least favorite cousins, but that's neither for here nor there. My super family is Connor. Like Connor is one of my favorites, and then. Like I like Jonathan Kent, but I think I like Connor better. And I think like I do wish that Jonathan stayed a kid, you know? Because I wish that
Bro.
he stayed Damian's age. He wouldn't have
Yes,
been not the
exactly.
same age as the twins, but like because they're younger, you
Would have been a
know?
little bit older,
But like if he was
right? And
like
that would have been a good dynamic.
Yeah, a high school Jonathan Kent with a high school Damian, you know? It would have been nice, but you know, the ship has sailed. It is what it is. But I do like Connor. Connor is one of my
Yeah, he's my
favorites,
favorite too.
you know? But yeah, this was a good beginning of the arc, and like Brainiac has come in, and then there's a bunch of Zarnians, and like I like the idea that the Zarnians are like, oh yeah, this Lobo guy, he's not that like powerful, like we're obviously more powerful, you know? But then Superman still one ups them, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. There's kind of a back and forth, you know? You got thoughts?
I like that we get to see. Yeah, I'd like that we got to see the Zarnians more. Like we don't get to really see much of them, and we finally get to see, especially now, it kind of makes sense. All of a sudden, it clicked. Like that's why he calls himself the main man, and he overcompensates because he's not the best, but
I think
he
he's
wants
gonna
people to
cut.
think
I
he
think at
is.
the end of this, he's gonna come out as the
Yeah,
best.
for sure.
You
Oh
know,
yeah, for
like
sure.
he's gonna get his ass kicked. Lobo's gonna get his ass kicked, and then he's gonna come
Until the
out
goat.
and be like, you know, I'm still the main man. I want to see Lobo like redeem himself. I want to see him like come out on top because he is, you know, he is the Bastich. That like you know how he says Bastich,
Yes,
right? He is the
I love
Bastich that we
Bastich.
love, right? Like
Yeah,
if we're gonna vote for
that's one
any
crazy bastard.
Bastich, he's our Bastich, right?
Yeah, that's one crazy son of a bastard. I will say, I will
Yeah.
say.
Yeah. Well, I want to touch on a good series real quick that you didn't read, and that's Transformers. So Transformers number
Yeah.
seven came out. That's Image Comics
Oh yeah,
by way of
you're digging
Skybound.
that.
What's up?
I said, yeah, I said you've been digging that.
Yeah, it's been good. There are some issues that aren't as good as others, but like these issues have been really picking up, and it really it's who writes it? I forget. But the point being, Daniel Warren Johnson, I think. Anyway, the point being is that like it's really good. It use really uses sequential storytelling. Like, 'cause we all know, for example, that we like in America, in English, we read left to right. And so knowing that, 'cause it's different for manga, right? Japanese read,
Exactly.
right to left.
From right to
So you
left.
have to, when you design your panels, you have to keep that in mind. So like Transformers for this is not only like really good, it's like a wartime epic sort of thing, but also it really uses that left to right dynamic to make it almost animated in your mind. So like for example, there is a robot that gets his half his face blown out as he's talking, but because the dialogue is on the left and then the good side of his face is on the left, and then the blown out face is on the right, you read it and then see his face get blown apart. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and it's funny because I see it as it's happening. I'm like, okay, I like that. I like it.
Like it's almost like
Utilizing the space.
it's not animated, right? But it's almost like
Right.
your mind animates it. And yeah, it is
Yeah.
Daniel Warren Johnson with art by Jorge Corona. The art is gritty, and like you would think that a Transformers book would be about being, clean and pristine, but
Right.
it's kind of more like a war comic than it is like a Michael Bay Transformers movie.
Yeah. And low-key, that's really all, that's really what they've always been about. It's kind of always been like a wartime comic.
Depends, right? Sometimes it's all about
Yeah.
like the cool and the flashy and the whatnots, but I mean, these guys are at
Right, but
war.
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm like, even when it's like really flashy and just like explosion, boom, boom, shoot 'em ups, it's still always like a wartime thing that's on in the background. I'm trying to get to what is it? What is their whole
Cybertron?
that's it, Cybertron.
Yeah. It's definitely a good book worth picking up.
Okay.
No complaints,
Is that your pick of the week though?
Oh, did I not pick a pick of the week?
No.
Oh, you know what my pick of the week is?
What?
I can't believe we didn't talk about. Yeah, I don't. I forgot. I didn't say my pick of the week. Resurrection of Magneto number four. We gotta talk about this.
Respectfully, understandably, yeah, because it was good.
Here's the thing. I didn't like the first couple issues of Resurrection of Magneto. Like it was too out there. Something that I always talk about is I don't like dream sequences. I don't like things where I'm like, is it real? Is it not real? Does it
Yeah.
matter? Does it not matter? Like what's actually happening? Is it metaphorical? Is it
Right.
literal? That sort of thing. And so like Storm essentially like going through like this weird like life and death kind of like trying to get
Yeah.
Magneto back to life. It didn't really interest me. But now in this issue, I thought it was going to end at issue three. He steps out of the portal. He's alive. I thought, like, bada bing, bada boom, that's it. But
That's
then
it, right?
issue four was him attacking an Orcus station. And
Yeah.
like, it's really interesting how he's more reserved than the X-Men are right now.
Right.
He was like, he didn't
Right.
want to kill anyone.
Yes.
But
Like you
then,
can
oof.
see he learns a lesson. Like you can see like the antithesis of everything he's been through has kind of like reached a kind of like a finite point where he like, okay, Charles, I get it. Like I get what you were trying to say and what you were trying to do. Don't like the method, but I understand which the way you kind of like the way you're what you're the point that you're trying to make about us coexisting. And like it feels different than his other times of like turning good or understanding Charles's dream. It feels more like, it feels more purposeful, kind of.
Right. I think he's healed a little bit. Maybe
Yeah.
he left some trauma behind, you know, with
Yeah.
coming back to life. But
Right.
like, I'm liking his look. I like that his helmet now hugs his face.
Yeah. It's
And
not just like
like,
clunky.
it reminds me more of like Scarlet Witch's and Polaris's
Yes.
crown. Like their
Yes.
crowns that they hug their face, right? So Magneto's essential helmet is almost like a, like very much like that.
Right.
I love the moment where, oh, he's like mutant powers are instantaneous. They are an extension. They are their our body, right?
Yes.
Like this is Magneto's week, by the way, with between
Yeah.
X-Men 97 and this.
In this, yeah.
Like those humans were like, look, if our systems detect you use your powers against us, we flood this with a nerve toxin. And he's like, well, you know, like I just have to like he had to
Surgically,
make that decision so
almost
fast,
instantaneously.
so fast. And he's like, okay. And he crushes everybody into
Cool.
a ball of metal and gore.
And right, dripping blood. Like, I was like,
Ugh.
what is ha I was like, are you? I was like, are they really showing this? And I
We
was
don't even see it happen
totally.
because it's almost like it happens so fast, right?
Yes, exactly. But in the way they describe it, like, you see, like, it paints the picture. Like,
Yeah.
it painted the picture so good. Like, that process when he said the process ignores the bodies inside the suit, and the sound is wet. And I'm like, the gross.
Right.
And perfectly illustrated the point.
Right.
But the moment I liked was the human mutant circuit that they did with Blue Marvel and Storm and him,
Yeah.
all three of them together. That was a nice moment. Like, I love that he's like really just embracing this coexistence thing, like to its fullest, like kind of thing. And the way he talks about it in his like dialogue, his monologues in his head, especially about like when he had to actually kill, when he had to kill the Orcus agents, he was like, I didn't want to have to do that, but you know, this is like, you can see like he's doing it as a very last resort. And I fucked with this really. I really like this really hard, like a lot. Like
Yeah.
even the subtle change he made with his helmet at the when he finally picked which helmet that he wanted to wear for
Yeah.
it. I like that.
Yeah. There was something really cool about this.
Yeah.
Again, this issue took something metaphorical and made it reality. So I liked
Yes.
that. Like this was the real issue. So I'm like, okay. And then he jets off to go help Iron Man.
Yeah.
You read
Yeah.
Invincible Iron Man 17?
Yeah, I actually started with I was about to read Invincible Iron Man, and then I saw that he was in it. Then I was like, oh wait, let me stop this on page two and go back and read Resurrection of
Yeah.
Magneto. And
Yeah.
yeah, that's what I definitely ended up doing that.
So I'll be honest, I didn't like this issue just because, again, it's not real up until like he meets Fei Long. So like they're all like ghosts from his past, and then he
Yeah.
meets Long, and then Magneto comes to save him. And it's like, okay,
Right.
so I felt like this
See.
series has been like spinning its it was really good, and then it's been spinning its gears to like catch up to other stuff. Like it's been waiting
Yeah.
for Magneto to catch up to it, and then for
Right.
them to like, and then Avengers, the Avengers issue that came out last week
Yes.
ties in with Fall of the House of X. So like
Yeah,
they're
and it
all kind
finally
of
did.
like trying to figure it out, you know?
Yeah, and it finally did. Like, it finally answered the question what everybody was thinking: what the hell is the Avengers doing right now?
Yeah. You know?
And, but yeah, I liked it though. I thought the Invincible Iron Man was really good. See, where you hate the dream sequences and like ethereal moments, I do tend to like them. Especially with the Magneto things in the beginning of it, just because it reminds me of Like the Trial of Magneto with like the Scarlet Witch stuff. It kind of gave me that kind of feel of like them going through that process. But the Tony Stark stuff, it did confuse me a bit because I was like, are you, I was like, is this something that's happening because of your concussion? Is this something that's like really happening in your mind that you're seeing them? That was what was, confusing me. And when they said that, I'm not gonna lie, when they said he was meeting his father, I low key thought it was gonna be Mephisto. And I was like, oh,
But that's not actually
that's
his
gonna be a
father.
moment. Like, isn't it though?
No, I think they were like, that was Mephisto just fucking with him.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
Okay,
he's not
good.
actually the son of Mephisto.
I hate that I stopped reading just as I found that. I stopped reading Avengers just as I found
I
that out.
forget what happened, but yeah, it was weird. I don't know.
It was, yeah, just it's just like how they say the Phoenix is Thor's mother,
It is and it's not.
it
Like,
is, right, exactly. It is, but it's not really.
yeah.
Like I haven't even, yeah, that's a whole story within itself. But Iron Man, I thought was good at the end when they finally got to the Fálong Stark battle, and the moment of like her asking of Magneto asking Magneto to help her husband. I was like, this is a nice little thing. I kind of now want her and him and Emma to stay together for a little bit longer, just a little bit longer, like.
I would love, okay, this is what I would love. I know the new era of X-Men is coming, right? And we know that Emma is going to Chicago with Kitty and the three new students, right? I would like for them, for Tony and Emma to annul their marriage. You know, they would probably annul it, but date. Like, do it again. Be like, look, we did this because it was part of
Let's
conspiracy.
try
It
it
was,
the real way.
you know, but let's go on our first date. Let's see, you know, and I'm not romanticizing the two of them because I hated the idea of Tony Stark and Emma
Absolutely
dating,
hated it.
but they
Abhorred it,
work
y'all.
together because they're lovable assholes,
Right.
you know?
That's exactly it.
So like, let's see that.
They're both privileged, and they use their privilege for good. And you like it. You can appreciate it.
Yeah, it's weird because in one of these books this week, Emma was like, something, something, gotta, can you go save my husband? Oh, yeah, I think it was in Resurrection Magneto. And in my
At
head, I was like,
the
Cyclops and her are married? And I was like,
resurrection.
no, that's because that was the first thing I thought of. I was like, I forgot for a split second that Tony Stark and her were married.
I low key thought that's who was going to be married to Scott in the Weapon X-Men, and then I flipped the page and I was like, oh, prior.
So yeah, that's Iron Man 17. I want to also touch on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers The Return number 3. Again, this is a series for people who really only just watched the first couple seasons of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers as a kid, right? This is the original team, Kimberly, Tommy, Jason, Billy, Zach, Trini, and like what happens to them. This is its own universe, its own continuity. It's essentially if the original six Power Rangers stayed Power Rangers into their like 20 years down the line, they were still Power Rangers, what happened? And there are some twists and turns with this book that are really good. It is written by Amy Jo Johnson. And I recommend this to anyone who's like one of those original fans of Power Rangers who they don't like, you have to like not care about the extra lore of Power Rangers because it doesn't matter. It's its own continuity, and there's only been those six Power Rangers. You know, a very streamlined version of the future of what Power Rangers were, who like could be, you know?
What we know is what is.
Yeah. And that's cool. I like
Yeah,
that. So I do
I feel
recommend
that.
that. Did you like Batman and Robin number 8?
I did. I did. Not gonna lie, I power skimmed through this. I read most of it and then I skimmed through the rest of it. But I did actually like it though. I thought it was, I was like their little moment. It always, This series is what I feel like Batman should be. Like we always talk about how like how he should be a father. This is those moments, and
Yeah.
I kind of like this.
I do like this series because it has Batman being a father. I
Yeah.
think that like they both want us to care who Shush is, and then they also
Yeah.
don't want us to care who Shush is.
That's it.
Right?
And that's what
Like,
irritates me.
make up
Like, I
your
thought it was just me
mind.
who thought that. Like, and I was like, what is happening? It's like, you want me to care that this is his villain, but like, then you jump off of from that altogether. And then I'm like, now we have Man Bat. And look, anytime they can try to put Man Bat and Batman to like against each other, they're gonna do it. And I'm like, I guess, like, it's what the people want, I guess. I don't know
Yeah.
what people, but
But like,
it's
what's
what
the
they
point
want.
of this arc? Is the point to
Yeah.
figure out who Shush is, or is this a Man Bat thing? Because that's what it is. The first couple of issues are like, who is Shush? Then
Yeah.
it was like Man Bat. But then we got this like thing with what's her name? Like
Fallen Girl?
yeah, what's her what's
Flatline
Damien
Girl?
Damien's love's name?
This is my flatline?
Flatline. Yeah. So then it's like dealing with Flatline, and so it's
Yeah.
like, I don't know, what's okay. I think the question of who is Shush both doesn't matter and has taken a back seat.
Right, yeah. I feel like it should have definitely been something that they like held out more. They like put a little bit more interest in, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, because it also like it doesn't matter who she is, because no matter who it is, none of those people are very that matter that much,
Yeah,
you
like she's
know?
not as intense as Hush was. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Also, it is very evident who Hush is, because it's like, who is Hush? Any of these people or this new character that was just introduced?
Okay,
Like,
right.
okay.
The bandage
Like,
guy? Yeah, for sure.
it was supposed to be a red hair, like, they were like, oh, we're supposed to think like Thomas Elliot's a red herring, but he is. So he's like a red herring. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Did you skim through Edge of Spider-Verse or not?
No, I didn't get to read that one.
I skimmed through it. It starts off, it has two stories in Edge of Spider-Verse, which this is like, I guess every year has an Edge of Spider-Verse miniseries. So I guess this is like Edge of Spider-Verse for 2024. And this is issue three. Cause I don't know. It gets confusing. I don't know. It's really confusing. The first story has to do with Star Spider, and the second story has to do with Web Weaver, Orb
Yeah.
Weaver, whatever the name
Web
is.
Weaver, yeah.
Web
That's why
Weaver.
I wanted to read it mainly for that one.
We've seen Web Weaver before. I skipped through that part mostly. I didn't have enough time. I read the Star Spider one, and like Star Spider's cool, and like great for representation. I don't know whether I care as much about any alternate universe Spider People anymore. I don't, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think I've reached
they
my
have to.
limit.
Yeah, they have to have like a big like little arc. But I mean, let's be real. How many times do we have to go to the edge of the Spider-Verse?
Right. Right.
And then it's already crazy that we have a Venomverse in the world, which I just,
Right.
why is that a thing that's happening
Right.
also,
There's also Gwenverse, right? There's like a.
Oh my God, she does have a verse. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
God.
like, okay, that's fine. I get it. I'm okay with it. I just think that some of these are just like, I don't know. I don't know. It's fine. It is what it is. People who
It's just
like
fine.
it are going to pick it up, and people who don't like it, they don't have
Exactly.
to pick it up. And just, you know, Star Spider has a cool suit and everything. I'll say that, you know.
I still might read it.
So it is what it is. Though I don't think we get the name. It's so fun. Okay, so just a little thing about Star Spider. It's Persephone Parker, Percy Parker. She is black, and she is a lesbian. And
Oh.
Norman Osborn is a professor with a daughter who Persephone is dating. I don't think the daughter has a name, but I'm assuming it'd be something like Harriet Osborne. Like, I'm
Right.
sure it's Harry Osborne, but they don't name the daughter, even though the daughter has like a big speaking role in this. So maybe I missed it, but I don't think they named the daughter. But Percy is dating Norman Osborn's daughter, essentially.
I love that. Oh, damn it! Now I'm gonna read it now. Well, okay, so it's just a whole gay issue, and I love
Yeah,
that.
it's
I'm like,
like,
okay, I'm
I mean, it's
gonna read
cool.
it.
The art is nice. I don't know. I don't know. It just wasn't for me. I like the character, but we'll see whether we need more Edge of Spider-Verse. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just for the people who want the idea of Spider-Man, of just more Spider-Man,
Yeah.
and I'm okay with it. That's what the kids want, you know.
Yeah. I think we need a I think this they were gonna make Insomniac was gonna make like a massive multiplayer game where you could like create your own spider person and like like the Spider-Man PS5 games. Like they
That
were gonna
would be
do a big
yeah.
old multiplayer game, but they decided not to. But like that would have been cool. Anyway, if this
Yeah, that
all
would be
tied
cool.
in, that would have been cool.
Right.
Let's hit some of these real quick
Do it.
before we run out of time. I just want to mention Speed Force number 6 is the final issue, even though it's not 6 of 6. It was never labeled it. It's the final issue of Speed Force. Now, I went into this really liking the idea. I wanted to see more. We deal with Wallace West Kid Flash and Avery Ho Flash and what I forget Roundhouse and Connor Kent is also in this.
Okay.
And it ends up a mess. It is a mess. And I can't figure it out. Like I could not make sense of it as I was reading it. I
Oh
couldn't make
no.
sense of it because it goes
Now
back
I'm
and
interested in
forth
what
between
happened.
like music lyrics and not. And it just I think I'm gonna have to restart it from issue one and try to make sense of it. I couldn't make sense of this. And maybe it's just me, and maybe I'm not in the headspace and I'm a little sick last couple days, but this book did not make sense to me. And now
And
it's
now
over.
it's over, and now I just have to live with it.
I don't know. Maybe I'll buy it in book in trade, and
Right.
just to show my support, but like, because I like these characters, but
Yeah.
damn, I did not understand it.
Right. Yeah, I want to like Wallace. Every time I see him, I'm like, I like you, and I want to like you, but I feel like you need a story that's gonna make me like be like, oh, Wallace is there, like.
Right.
I liked him in the Teen Titan when he was in Teen Titans for a little bit with Damian. That was a good little moment for him. That's
Yeah.
that, but that was also when I jumped back into Teen Titans. It
Yeah, but that also was a weird Teen Titans run too. It
was a
was
weird moment.
like,
It was a weird moment.
yeah.
Like the Starfire running the team, but also Damian running it. It was very. They didn't know what they wanted to do with
And
that.
yeah. Ultimate X-Men number 2. We got to talk about this.
I mean, do we? But okay.
I mean, are you not digging it? Because I'm not digging it.
And I hate to say that because I wanted to like it, but I'm just it's all right, you know? Like if I'm sitting somewhere and I'm waiting for something and this is and I picked up this book, yeah, I'd be like, oh, this is fun. But
It's
and I
not
mean,
bad in and of itself. It just
yeah.
doesn't, it's not, it's like, I don't know.
The art doesn't pick me up like it should, and I feel like it's not enough dialogue to really grab me into the story of what's happening. Like, 'cause there should be no reason why I shouldn't instantly be in love with this Asian weather witch right here. Like, you know,
Right.
like
And by
I
the
want to
way,
instantly love her.
when I, you know where they first designed this character? What's her name, by the way? Like,
Let
does she have a name?
me
She has a name now.
May. Her name is May.
May.
MEI.
May, she goes as Maystorm.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Her name's May. Okay. So May was first designed. There was like variant covers with
Yeah,
like
little
those
sidekick variants,
sidekick
right?
variants. And so, like, people liked it. But I remember the Sidekick variant where it was like, okay, this looks like a sidekick of Storm, but it did originally look like a little white girl. And it was like, I don't know. But now that I know that she's Japanese, I can dig it. I dig it better, you know?
I always saw her. I was like, she's definitely Asian, right? I was like, she
I
looks
didn't think
like
that
a
originally.
very
You thought
much.
that originally?
Oh yeah, I instantly, for some reason, I instantly thought that. I was like, it couldn't be. I was like, please. I was like, at one point, I did think it was, because there was a lot of art that people made, and I was like, oh, maybe it's a white girl. I'm just seeing things with, like, what I wanted to see, and but yeah, no, like I like her, and I want to be a fan of her, but I just, why is it about armor? What, like,
Yeah,
it
it
just,
just doesn't seem like X-Men. It's like Ultimate X-Men, but
yeah.
like, where are the X-Men? It's not an X-Men book. It's an
That's
armor
it.
book. So maybe if they called it Ultimate Armor, then like,
Right.
whatever. But
If this is
like,
a Demon Day moment, cool, but
yeah, like call it something else, like Ultimate
yeah.
New Mutants, even. If you were like
Right.
Ultimate New Mutants or Ultimate Mutants or something, but like, it just, where's the X-Men in this? It just doesn't,
Exactly.
something's not, like, I don't know.
It's not clicking. Yeah, for sure. Especially after the other two great Ultimate books that have come out, with Spider-Man and Black Panther, which I finally got the first issue of Spider-Man with the fourth reprint.
Oh,
Thank
nice.
God. Now I finally get to read it. But no, like, it, I wanted more from this. Like, I wanted all of this to be way more extravagant, especially after how much people love the Ultimate book, and how much I love the Ultimate Black Panther. Even the little Ultimate Invasion book was still pretty, it was
I didn't like
still,
it, but that's just me.
it was, yeah, it was still action, like, this didn't, like, there were still moments in Ultimate Invasion that picked my eye up, like, especially like when they're doing the government moments. But this didn't, it doesn't grab me like I
It seems
wanted
like it's
to.
on its own, doing its own
Yeah,
thing, and
that's exactly it.
it just doesn't seem like it
And
fits.
it doesn't at
And it's
all.
not
And
bad. It just doesn't
right.
seem like it fits what I thought. I don't know.
I'm gonna say my favorite line from Parks and Recreation. It's not my favorite shirt, but it is my least favorite shirt. And that's the best way to describe this. Like, it's not my favorite, but it is my least favorite of this week for sure. Yeah, and I mean, but ultimate, and it's gonna make it even worse, because I know the Ultimates is gonna be good.
Really? I
Yeah.
don't know if the Ultimates is, I'm not excited about that lineup at all.
Don't be, yeah, I'm surprisingly, I didn't know why they picked this bargain barrel of characters here to be, but I'm for some reason, I feel like it's gonna, like, hit in a different way for some reason. I'm optimistic.
All right, for
We'll
sure,
see.
for sure.
But on to the next one.
Wolverine 47, you said you didn't finish it or you didn't
Yeah,
start
I
it.
didn't get to finish one. I was butthurt about that
Okay.
one.
I won't tell you how it ends, but like, it's cool. Like, I think the Sabretooth War is coming
Go
to
ahead.
a close and I need it to end and I want it
Yeah.
to end and I need to figure
Yeah.
out what is the reason for this crossover. That's kind of the
Yes.
thing. That's my thing about crossovers
That's
and
what I want to end.
events. There needs to be a purpose. Why are we having an event? There
That
needs to
part.
be some long-lasting ramifications. There needs to push something forward.
Yes.
And I think a big thing is like, where is Sabretooth going to be once this whole thing ends?
That's it.
And I don't
That's the big thing.
know. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm scared. I'm honestly scared that they're gonna, because I feel like this could be a, especially the way they ramp this up, this could be a real big, like, character arc moment for, like, for either, like, you either decide, oh, I'm gonna be just dive into villainy, or I'm gonna be like, oh, I come to a realization about what I'm doing. But, like, I feel like they need to, it needs to be a very, like, concrete moment for him, instead of just, like, sweeping this under the rug and being like, oh, he died, that's it, or like, oh, he lost, like, back to his hole until next birthday. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is, that's why I'm more anticipated, like, I'm anticipating the ending, because I'm like, where, how is this going to end, especially with the things that they've been trying to do with him.
Yeah. Also, like, what more can you do with Sabretooth? I'm tired
Yeah.
of Sabretooth to the point where I'm like, but where can you logically go with him? So I'm very interested on how that, how that
Yeah.
works. He is kind of a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
What we did
If
find
you
out today, by the way, today's Marvel news is that we do know that Laura X-23 Wolverine is going to be in the new NYX comic. Did you see that?
No, I did not, but I
Okay.
was hoping so
So the
because
lineup for
that's her comic.
the new NYX comic is going to be five mutants, and nobody knows who the fifth mutant is, but we think it's a cuckoo. But basically, it's Miss Marvel, it's
Okay.
Laura, it's
Okay.
Anoli, it's Prodigy, and by the way, I don't want to say just because they're both like queer characters that they're gonna date, but they might be dating. I don't know.
They
Are they?
better damn not.
Okay, I'm just saying. Anoli and Prodigy are there. I'm just saying. And then there's a blonde girl that some people are thinking it's one of the cuckoos. And so it's supposed to be a five mutants hanging out in New York. Somebody's like, is it the mutant friends? Like, is that what it is?
That's it, and I want it.
But like, okay, fine, So we do know that like they come out of this, the whole Sabretooth War, at least Laura has a
Right.
future,
Yeah, exactly. And I'm kind of excited. I want to see. I kind of think it's going to be a cuckoo if you, since you said that. I don't know why, but I just want to know what's going on with the cuckoos because we've only seen one of them since this whole thing went down. And like, we still haven't gotten the prophecy that Destiny gave them yet of like, of two will find love, one will be severed from your connection and one will never be the same again. One will be forever changed by it. And I'm like, I need to know, we need to know what's going on with that. I need to know where those girls are.
Writers like to do this thing where they drop premonitions and then they don't pick it up for like 20
Yeah.
years. They like come like Chris Claremont will come back later and he'll be like, oh
Right.
yeah, blah 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 blah,
Remember 14 years ago when I said that prophecy that we just dropped over right after that one comic? Well,
Yeah.
guess what? It's here.
Right. Like the third Summers brother, that whole thing, like that's
Yeah,
been like
they're
a,
bringing back the 12 thing now. In one of the new comics that's coming up,
Really?
they're bringing back the 12 arc apparently.
Huh.
I think it's the our the new Archangel comic that's coming out.
Okay. Maybe. All right.
Yeah, well,
We'll
they
see.
said let's give it a call try again. You
Yeah.
know, we couldn't get the first time.
Let's rush through the rest of
Do it.
these. X-Men 97 number 2. It's a really good book, and
Cute.
this X-Men 97 comic that bridges the gap
Yeah.
between the original series and the new series
Right.
has been really kind of just cool, just like a cool
Yeah.
comic,
And you hear the dialogue, like, you know, like it's like you're watching this. It's like the dialogue that's happening in the show. You can tell, like they wrote on, if not consulted with the people who wrote the show. Especially in the dialogue of Jean and Scott and Storm and her and Logan. Like I do love it. Like this is very high key drama that we get to see the Jean finding out she's pregnant and the whole conversation and Logan finding out, which look here,
Like he needs
that man
to
is the definition of crying in the car. He gonna cry in the car.
get over it. Like, come
Yeah, bro.
on.
Yeah, like
Jean's not your
you're
woman.
becoming
Like, come on. Like,
yes, like that's it. Like she's married with the whole child now. Like you have to get over it. And like it was one thing I was like, okay, before like in the beginning where they got married, cool, but now she got a whole child now. Like let it go, bro.
Miss Marvel Mutant Menace number 2, I feel like was almost like a standalone issue. It didn't really tie in
Yeah.
with issue number 1,
That's
but
exactly
it
what it
was a
was. It
really good
was
issue.
a filler episode and I loved it. Yeah, it was good. Bro, we get a lively Chaney moment and And it's always that I forget about Lila Cheney until Lila Cheney is right in front of me, and then I'm like, oh yeah, it's another, there's is more than just like Dazzler. Like it's her.
I also like the I didn't know that Lila Cheney can't teleport short distances.
Yes.
She can only
Yeah. I
teleport long distances, which sounds like, oh, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, but it kind of is in a weird way. It's kind of funny.
Right. Yeah, and I always love a power that's like a quirky power. Like it's some kind of like caveat to it. And I do like that moment. I do like hers where she has to go all the way across the universe to go all the way across the universe, then come back. Like that's annoying and it's hilarious. But like she could only it was at one point where she could only go through doorways, but now they like made it to where she's like just teleporting everybody out like nothing's wrong. So I was like, okay, that's a nice little moment, power upgrade, I guess, you
Let's hit Red Hood, the Hill number three.
know. Not much to talk about the Red Hood.
All
It's
right.
honestly, it feels like the same issue as the first and the second one, to be honest. Like it feel like it didn't really change. It's ramping up to something, but like it's the evil bad guy, blah blah blah. But it's I still like it for Jason Todd, like Jason Todd having a moment and having his own city. Yeah.
And it's nice
For
to
people
see
who like
the
Jason
like the
Todd.
more ethnic part of Gotham, right?
Yes. Exactly. Look, I don't know why, and I said it last time, but I say it again. I just love that Jason Todd loves the sisters, and he just, you know, he's always going to have a sister on his team, and he knows they get it done. And I love that for him. He just understands it. But yeah, it's a I like that they're giving for people who like Jason Todd comics. I feel like they will like it. I'll say that.
Sinister Sons 3, you mentioned that you didn't really read it.
Yeah,
I
I
didn't
didn't
read it.
really read it. It was they're still doing shenanigans. Their
It's yeah.
hair still looks horrible.
Yeah.
It looked like they changed it, their hairstyles, but it still looks like trash.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
you know, there's that.
I'll jump off back on at a certain point, but for
You don't
now,
have to.
yeah. I want to like these kids. I just don't.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to think of the last I read Amazing Spider-Man 47,
Oh,
which it is surprisingly good. It is surprisingly good. It's picking back up. And only at the end do we get Chasm and Hallows Eve at the end. So, it is what it is. I would say this one's a pretty good issue. Fantastic Four number 19 is a really good issue. It is more standalone, but it
It's a
is
lot of
kind of a
standalone issues this
fun.
week.
What's that?
It's a lot of standalone issues this week.
Yeah, but like it's a fun book. I don't know. It's fun. And then last but not least, Hercules number one from Dynamite. I basically in this run, it takes place after the movie. Hercules decides to, even though he gets brought back to godhood, he gives it up to be on Earth. And so he's with Megara, he's with Phil, like he's on Earth. And then Zeus is like, when are you gonna come to Olympus? And they're really exploring. So my theory that I've talked about is that the Disney Hercules is essentially Superman. Like they changed so much to his origin story, they purposely it just make they make it Superman. And it has to be on purpose. Because they do
Give the
this
kids what they
thing.
want.
Like literally everything about Superman's origin story is put into Hercules the movie. And so in this, he's just almost like a superhero on Earth.
Yeah, oh my God. And I'm literally playing the movie out of my head. The farmer family finds him, the super strength kid, almost,
Like
yeah, he's super.
he talks to Zeus like Christopher Reeve does to Jor-El, right?
Yes, in
Goes to the
the
temple,
oh my
I believe his blanket becomes his cape, right?
that's my favorite
I could be
Disney
wrong,
movie
but I
in
think the
ruining it.
blanket that he has as a baby becomes the blue cape. I
Oh my.
think, right? Am I right?
That's one of my favorite movies, and now I'm about to watch that. I can't look at it the same now. Thank you for that. I'm gonna rewatch to find that out now, though.
Disney's Hercules is Superman. And yeah.
I hate you for that, and thank you
Yeah.
for
Look into that. Look into that.
my
See,
favorite. Thank you for running one of my favorite, my absolute favorite Disney movies. So
but this
appreciate
comic
that.
is really good. I like this comic, and there's
Yeah, okay.
jokes. There's jokes with it because, for example, there's a point where Hercules is boxed, like, and they don't even like overstate the jokes. You just have to know. So like he starts boxing with the antagonist of this issue. I don't want to spoil anything. And they say, by Apollo's creed, blah 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 blah. So they're talking about the god by a, but
That's
then it's
funny.
also
Okay.
Apollo Creed from
That's
Rocky. Like
hilarious.
there are
Okay.
references in this comic to things outside of it, and it's
Damn,
so it's
now I'm gonna
funny,
watch it. I should
you
have
know?
bought it.
Like there are jokes that happen in this comic that like just really work. So if you like that sort of thing, that's a comic that's worth picking up.
Okay. Yeah, dang it. I'm gonna read it.
It's worth it. We're out of time, but Aaron, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for
Of
taking time out of your
course.
Thursday to be here. Tell us, where can we find you? What do you got coming up? Anything you want to plug?
Of course. So as always, you guys can find me at King Kokoa on TikTok, Twitter, Discord, and you can also find me at King of Thrones on Instagram. But you can also find us. I also do a podcast as well called Life Rants. And it is on Spotify, Apple Music Podcast, and we are now on YouTube with video as well. So catch us doing that.
Awesome, awesome. For anyone out there who is watching us, you're watching us on twitch.tv/thekeegshow or youtube.com/thekeegshow. Like, comment, follow, subscribe, do your thing. We're also on podcasts. So maybe you're listening to our podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I think we're on Amazon Music for podcasts, something or another. Whatever that's called, we are on there. Wherever you get your podcast from, like, comment, subscribe, write a review. Let us know you're out there. Let us know you're listening. If you're on social media, TikTok and Instagram are our two biggest ones at The Keeg Show. But we're also on Facebook, Twitter, Threads, all that sorts of stuff at The Keeg Show or slash The Keeg Show, including patreon.com/TheKeegShow. Follow us there if you want to give back to The Keeg. We're also at thekeegshow.com writing articles. That's picking up pace right now, but you can check out the articles that we have, right now. The Comic Talk is one of our shows that we do every week. We do Comic Talk every week, every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. We also got the Keeg Talks on the weekends. We also got the X-Men 97 after show. Stay tuned for that. We got State of X, that's monthly X-Men podcast that we do. So we got a lot of cool stuff out there. Keep up with us on TikTok and Instagram at The Keeg Show. That's the easiest way to keep up with our schedule because it's crazy out there, you know? Other than that, find a comic shop near you. Go to comicshoplocator.com. Support your local comic shops. Support your local libraries. Check out the comics that they have there. Do that sort of thing. Shout out to Darth Chaco 7, who just showed up in the Twitch chat. Sorry, man, you missed it. Shout out to Trawa Barton saying what's up. Shout out to Merlin the Hermit. Shout out to every one of you who is watching and
Merlin.
or listening. That's pretty much it. Yeah, not much more to say. Thank you guys so much for watching and or listening. Once again, I am your host, Dimitri Pereira, and this has been Comic Talk for the week of April 11th, 2024. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.